You're listening to SBS News.
Climate change is once again consuming debate in Canberra as the major political parties trade blows over carbon emissions. The Morrison government has gone on the attack after Labor reaffirmed its commitment to a net zero emissions target by 2050 without detailing costings or economic modelling. Australian business and industry groups, along with all the states and territories and more than 70 other countries, support such a target. Speaking to the ABC, Energy Minister Angus Taylor has raised concerns about the practicalities of achieving such a policy.
When we went through this at the last election, you would have thought Labor would have learnt their lesson. We went through this at the last election where they had a 45% emission reduction target. Bill Shorten couldn't answer questions about what it would cost. He couldn't tell Australians how it was going to be funded. We are not going down that path. Okay, now, Labor is doing it again. They're doing it all over again. Okay. I mean, it's extraordinary.
The debate over climate change comes as a new bill has been introduced to Parliament by Greens leader Adam Bandt, calling for oil, coal and gas companies to pay for the damage their products have caused Australians. The bill would grant damages to survivors of and tourism businesses affected by the recent bushfires. His legislation would make fossil fuel companies liable for environmental damage and pave the way for damage payments to survivors of the recent bushfires. Mr. Bandt fears pursuing net zero emissions by 2050 could be too late.
Well, latest emissions data is out today. It confirms the government has us on track for dangerous global warming. On current figures, we'll hit 3 degrees of dangerous global warming, which will be a catastrophe for this country. We are not bringing down pollution in Australia at the rate that we need to, and that's because the government continues to back coal and gas instead of making the switch to renewables. Labor's announced its targets for zero net emissions by 2050. Zero by 2050 could be great, or it could be too late.
A minute of silence in both Houses of Parliament today capped off emotional tributes to murdered mother Hannah Clark and her three children. Both the Prime Minister and the opposition leader used question time to commemorate the Brisbane mum and her kids murdered by her estranged husband. Mr. Morrison says all of Australia's governments and the judiciary must reflect on how systems failed to protect Hannah Clark and her children, adding there could never be any justification for the violence inflicted on the mother and her children.
There are never any excuses. There are none. Or justifications for the evil that Hannah and her children experienced. Never. Not under any circumstances.
Party leaders in the Senate also reflected on the murders, with One Nation leader Pauline Hanson saying Baxter had committed the ultimate act of betrayal. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the nation must confront the awful truth that domestic violence is an epidemic, with an average of one woman a week murdered by her current or former partner. Reiterating calls for a national domestic violence summit, Mr. Albanese paid tribute to the courage displayed by Hannah Clark.
We cannot let their shocking and horrific end be their whole story. We must hold on to their names, hold on to the image of those four faces, so happy because they were with each other. The courage that Hannah showed. As the Prime Minister said, she left. That takes courage. She took her kids to what she thought was safety, only to find that wasn't the case.
The day also saw a call from Nationals backbencher Barnaby Joyce for more Senate representation from rural and regional areas. The Nationals backbencher introduced a private members bill to Parliament which would split each state into six regions, like mega electorates, that each vote for two senators. Mr. Joyce has called for more representation from outside the capital cities, saying in most instances, 11 out of 12 senators come from capital cities. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.